Hong Kongers of the new generation who have grown up in the internet world are much more civic-minded than their seniors. Flooded with information, they have a wide field of vision. They are concerned not only about themselves but also about others. This is certainly at variance with the way government people talks were conducted, in which recourse was had only to nationalistic sentiments. It will be all the more necessary for the government to change its ways of communication in the wake of the occupation. When Hong Kong was under British rule and in the early days of the SAR, the government communicated with pan-democrats and others in the wilderness in a way that had to do not only with political principles but also with personal relationships of long standing. Those people had dealt with one another for such a long time that they trust and tacitly understood one another. They brought about what government people interactions were based on in a long period spanning 30 years. They were so careful that there was little danger of any accident like the inevitable discharge of a rifle being cleaned.